This election year, both Republicans and Democrats are working especially hard to win over women, who make up 53% of the American electorate. In the finale to our week-long series, She Votes, NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson examines how political ads are changing to appeal to women.
It's only May, but it looks and sounds like October. Over $80 million has already been spent on political advertising in only about a dozen Senate battleground states. About half of that amount has been targeted at women. Take a listen.
It comes down to respect for women and our lives. So Congressman Cory Gardner's history promoting harsh anti-abortion laws is disturbing.
Congressman Gary Peters and his buddies want you to believe I'm waging a war on women. Really? Think about that for a moment.
That's the most obvious approach. Republicans putting their female candidates front and center, Democrats attacking Republicans for waging a, quote, war on women. But there's more to it than that, says Republican ad maker Ashley O'Connor.
Women process information differently than men, and so much of political advertising focuses on conflict and facts and figures. And I think that we're already starting to see when reaching women voters, there's just new techniques that need to be used and a different tone and more storytelling and different messages.
O'Connor singles out an ad aired by Monica Webby, a pediatric neurosurgeon who's seeking the Republican nomination for Senate in Oregon.
Dr. Webby was going to open her back and reconstruct my daughter's entire lower spine. She just hugged me and kissed my forehead and she said, "It's going to be okay, sweetheart. I've got her, and I'm going to see you in a couple hours."
It's a 60-second ad, and it is not particularly issue-driven. It's a testimonial of a parent of one of the children she had saved. And it sort of goes to this point that when talking to women, I don't think you necessarily have to be delivering factual information to move them. I think connecting with her heart and really trying to build emotion is more effective.
That may sound a little sexist, but appealing to emotions is what all effective advertising does. And the fact that Republicans are trying to do that is the biggest new development in political ads aimed at women. Here's a typical Republican Super PAC ad from 2012.
Family incomes down, 40% living paycheck to paycheck. And Obamacare's new tax on middle-class families.
This year, the GOP has ditched the baritone narrator and the scary music. Instead, they're doing what Democrats have been doing for many years, using softer voices and more personal stories. Here's a Republican Super PAC ad running this year.
People don't like political ads. I don't like them either. But healthcare isn't about politics. It's about people. It's not about a website that doesn't work. It's not about poll numbers or approval ratings. It's about people. And millions of people have lost their health insurance. Millions of people can't see their own doctors. And millions are paying more and getting less. Obamacare doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Elizabeth Wilner is with Kantar Media's Campaign Media Analysis Group.
It's a very clean ad. The tone of the ad, her tone, is very sympathetic and very easy on the ears. It's a new kind of attack ad, and it is not a harsh ad in any way, but the message itself is very tough.
There are other trends this year that both parties hope will appeal to women. Family members are everywhere, especially moms and daughters.
I'm Kurt Clausen.
I'm Kurt's mom.
My husband Paige is running for Congress. The campaigns have become so nasty.
And while we love having Mark at home, we know we share him with every Alaskan.
And it's why Monica Vernon is running for Congress, because she'll never stop working for the middle class. We know, because she's our mom.
And it's not just the content of the ads that are changing, it's where the ads appear.
We are using data and analytics to try to determine what are the actual programs that women are watching, and to try to determine as well what are those issues for that particular group that are going to be the most resonant, that they're going to find the most compelling.
That's Jim Margolis, a veteran Democratic ad maker. He says it's no longer enough to air an ad on daytime TV or even the nightly news and expect to reach women. Now, wherever women are digitally, political ads are there too. Here's how Margolis describes what I might see if I was a Democratic target voter in a Senate battleground state.
When you log on in the morning to check the weather, there's a pretty good chance that somebody's going to be talking to you right there. And depending on what kind of site you have been on before, there's probably a pretty good probability that we're going to know that you're a woman, and we're going to know maybe some of the kinds of things that interest you, education, for example, or maybe reproductive rights. And even the kind of website that you're on is going to tell us a lot about who you are and the kind of things that you care about, because we all are increasingly turning to the same kind of sites that others who have similar views go to.
So there are new ways of targeting women voters and new content tailored to women's concerns. But there's always an exception to the rule. Take the much-imitated ad where a male politician attacks, literally, the IRS code or a piece of legislation passed by President Obama. This week, that macho format was adopted by Republican Joni Ernst, a pistol-packing mama running for Senate in Iowa.
Joni Ernst will take aim at wasteful spending. And once she sets her sights on Obamacare, Joni's gonna unload.
So even the shoot 'em up TV ad has achieved gender equality, for better or worse.
Mom, farm girl, and a lieutenant colonel who carries more than just lipstick in her purse.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
If you missed any part of our series on women in politics this week, you can go to our website and you can listen to each piece individually, or you can binge listen to the entire series. Just go to npr.org/shevotes. You're listening to NPR News.